Hello out there. Hello out there. This is Ravi Mater, the Queen Diva for Divya Monthly Strategies for Success. And with me this week is my co-host, June Davidson, who's known as the Champagne Diva. Hello, June.
Hello, Ravi.
And we are so honored to have as our guest today Dr. Barbara Hoffman. She is a woman that has just done so much, and she can share so much information with us. She's a dynamic woman who's helped so many people across the country. She's a doctor of naturopathy, author, medical researcher, women's health advocate, and natural hormone consultant, as well as a very successful business owner. She was also a television producer for 11 years. She produced a cable network, which focused on health and wellness. During this time, she met with doctors from all over the world and compiled research on topics ranging from hormone therapies and natural healing methods to skin rejuvenation. Barbara has been in the medical field for over 30 years and worked in the field of women's health since 1980. For the past 15 years, she has been researching the benefits of natural progesterone and writing about alternatives to synthetic hormones. Her passion to teach fuels her mission to empower women to make more educated and informed choices about their health. She holds a degree as a doctor of naturopathy from Clayton College of Natural Health and is currently completing her studies in holistic nutrition. Her credo is balancing your hormones, balance your life, in conjunction with her extensive research in the field of natural hormones for menopause, PMS, and osteoporosis. Barbara founded the Progesterone Research Network. She is also the author of the following books, pamphlets, and periodicals: Natural Progesterone for You, The Good Mood Diet Plan, Good Skin Care Made Easy, Hope for Your Hormones, Adrenal Fatigue, 21st Century Syndrome, Keeping Your Thyroid Healthy, New Functional Medicine Strategies to Reverse and Prevent Brain Aging. She's also a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and the International Hormone Society. She resides in Orange, California, and she's been married for 25 years, and she also has a son studying natural health at Oregon State University. Her website is www.askdrbarbara.com. And her email is drbarbara@askdrbarbara.com. Welcome, Dr. Barbara. We're so thrilled to have you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so honored at the way you introduced me. I feel like I want to meet myself.
We'll introduce you to yourself, okay? Go ahead.
Now you can tell how old I am, everybody, to have all those niches that I've been into. So it's wonderful to be here. I'm very excited. I love talking hormones, and I love encouraging other women. And it's been my mission in life since the 1980s. So we're talking 26 years, and here I am, and I'm all yours for the hour. So what would you like to know?
Well, one of the things that, June, you're always great about niches. So why don't you, let's ask her some questions. How did you found her?
Yes, Barbara. How did you come across finding this particular niche? What inspired you, and how did you go about doing I want to hear your story.
Well, my story starts out as just a little working girl with a good work ethic. And I got sidetracked when I was in college, when I was very young, and came out and had to take a sabbatical to earn some money. And I ended up working in a hospital. And from there, I ended up working in mainstream medicine, and specifically in the field of reproductive endocrinology, which is the field of hormones. And I was there for 10 years, and I saw everything from the other side, the mainstream medicine and the birth control pills and the synthetic hormones. And I saw it all, and then I left that field and was married and had a child. And went back into, my girlfriend called me up one day and said, Barbara, I've just been offered my own TV show. I have no producer. Will you produce it? And I'll tell you something, ladies, something came over me that I still don't recognize to this day, some sort of courage from deep within myself, which to this day, I feel, you know, sometimes I feel like a scared little rabbit, like right now. But at that point, I rose to the occasion and said, of course I'll produce that TV show. Ran to the library, got a book on how to produce what a producer does, which I had no idea. And I produced the show for 13 years. And doctors came through from all over the world, doctors who had just come out of the rainforest and had discovered new cures. And one of the doctors came through was a natural hormone expert named Dr. John Lee, who wrote many books. And he basically took me under his wing and mentored me, and I began to study hormones. And that was in 1990. And from there, I became an education junkie. And I want to tell anybody out there who loved school, or even if you didn't love school, learning as when we're older is wonderful. And I began to go to every seminar, every educational thing I could find on hormones. And I'll tell you a secret. I used to think you couldn't get into things if you weren't part of them. For instance, how could I get into a medical conference? Well, you know what? You just sign up and say you've worked in the medical field, you've been a secretary, and you'd like to pay the money and go sit there. They don't care. They're not giving you the degree. They're just letting you pay your money and learn. So I did this for so many years, and I became basically an expert in something. And I think that anybody out there can become an expert. I love little Deborah Smith becoming an expert in sensuality. I think that is just the most wonderful thing. But what I did was just keep going and going and going, and I started to write little pamphlets because what I learned I wanted to pass on because I took a test one time, and I turned out I'm an exhorter to encourage other people. So am I talking too much, ladies?
No. Wonderful.
Did you fall asleep?
No, we're listening, my goodness. In fact, I'm these good things. Robbie, I'm writing them down because you won't believe.
I'm from New York, so I'm talking so fast. Anyway, I'm going to condense. So I began writing books and pamphlets just at my own expense, and I'd bind them up and I'd give them out, and I wrote little flyers, and I'd leave them in dry cleaners places. Do you want to learn something about hormones? And I built my own niche just by finding other women who didn't have the time to go and learn what I had learned, and I was giving it away for free. There was no charge to what I was doing. Mm. And that became the biggest blessing ever was.
You know, it's interesting. I wish I had known you in the early 80s because I ended up having, when I was 35, I had endometriosis, and my intestines were choking off stuff, and they told me my only choice was having a hysterectomy. And I'm sure if you were around at that day, you would have told me I had other options.
Other options, because you're in so much pain that when they do tell you the hysterectomy, you're almost saying, okay, bring it on. That's fine.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But no, there's so much else you could do. And my gift right now is in health. I've gone on to get my Doctor of Naturopathy. I did it at a later age, so that's encouraging for anybody who's out there. I want to tell you there's no such thing as it being too late to become what you want to do. And mm-hmm. I want to bring people joy. I want them to lead their best life. I learned I can be in a room, and I can tell the women who need something with their hormones. They look tired. Their eyes aren't sparkling. Their skin is dry. Their hair is brittle. They're not sweeping. And just little tweaking things that we can do over the counter can turn a woman's health around. And I'm so excited to be part of this. And I don't know if you know, but when Oprah did her show on hormones, it was the first time in the history of Oprah that her website almost crashed because she mentioned that word hormones, and everybody was starved for attention on hormones. I keep talking to people that say, oh, my doctor acts like I'm wasting his time. I just can't talk to him. So here comes Barbara in 1996. I said, you know what? I've got a brilliant idea. I'm going to write a little booklet, How to Talk to Your Doctor About Natural Hormone Therapies, and I'm going to sell it for $1. So I'm convinced I'm going to be cruising around the world in my little dollar booklet, right?
Yes.
Nobody wanted it. We don't want to talk to them. They're cranky. They're going to yell at us. Just tell us what to do. We don't want to tell them what we're doing. So I found this niche, and this is long story short. My niche is people who either cannot find a doctor who can help them with bioidentical hormones, or if they can find them, they can't afford it. That's my niche in life because I have something for them over the counter, and I want to help them. And that's basically where I fit in. And I love doctors. As I said, I came out of mainstream medicine. But I talked to a lady last week. Her doctor charged her $1,600 for her hormone consult.
Unbelievable.
And she got a prescription for something that I could give her over the counter. So, you know, that's my niche. So the thing is,
what we have to do is get all the women across the country to tell them that we know this person who's a hormone specialist and to talk to you first.
I appreciate that. Anybody can call my office. I have hundreds of people that call me every week. My whole goal is if you have low hormones, you have low joy. And you know you and June, Robbie, are the most joyful people. And we just want that for everybody. And that's what I want. I had a lady call me last week. She said, Barbara, I need help before I hurt someone. I didn't know who she was, but she acted like I was going to be her best friend. And by the time we hung up, her husband called back and thanked me and said she got off the phone and she had hope. And by the way, that is my little blog, Hope for Your Hormones, if anyone.
You know, I remember when my aunt in Hawaii, she had never worked in her life, and she started going through the menopause, and she was like, oh, her personality was so different. And when she went to her doctor, he said, you've never worked before. I suggest you get a job. You need to do something different so you don't, it doesn't drive you crazy.
Oh,
I never actually had any problems because of having the hysterectomy. I never went through the change or anything. But I've seen some people that have suffered so much.
Oh, I know. And I rarely see anyone that doesn't feel better on progesterone, even if you just use it as a stopgap measure before you can get to a doctor or save up your money. They're giving out antidepressants and sleeping pills now because the
Barbara, could you give? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were through. Could you give our listeners your telephone number?
Oh, of course.
It's wonderful. Me too.
539-6200. And if I'm not available to talk to you, my staff has my appointment book, and they'll just pencil you in at the time that works for you, and I call you back, and we can talk until you're done talking.
Barbara, repeat that number again.
877-539-6200.
Now, one of the things I noticed I've looked at your websites and they're great. Were you computer savvy when you started this, or because you do a lot of things where people order online and stuff? So, how did you get to the point of being technical as well as being successful?
Well, I will tell you, I cast my bread upon the water, and it did not return empty. I had a gentleman who was he called himself a computer doctor, and he has a little car. He zips around town with his picture on it that says the computer doctor, and I ran into him, and his wife was having terrible, terrible PMS. He had 7 children, and his wife couldn't get out of bed. Mm. And I gave him a couple of jars of hormone cream, and the next thing I knew, he was sitting at my office and created me a website, which was not anything like what I have now, but it got me up and running, and that was just such a blessing. And that's what I really love to tell people, is if you can help someone else, it comes back in all ways.
Yes. I have a question.
Yeah.
Then from all your process of being educated, how did you know what to develop in the products? Was this from some studies you had done, or did you have to try something and retry something? That would be interesting to know exactly how that came about.
Well, that's a really good question, because I think this will help people to feel that they can fly as high as I'm flying, because none of us are different. We're all one human being. But when I was on the television show, we had no budget. So I'd have to go to the airport and pick people up. And before I'd go to the airport, I'd stop and get the bagels and coffee. Then I'd go pick them up at the airport. Then I'd drive them to the studio. Then I'd help them get, relaxed. Then I would produce the show and kind of help direct it. Then I would scoop them up, drive them back to the airport, pick the next person up. In the meantime, just fussing over everybody, nurturing and fussing. And during this time, by being so kind to people and just being friendly, people started to spill me all their secrets. Like, there was, did you know that those products that are in, the big department stores, they're nothing but water and, and enzymes. There's nothing active in there. You really need to put in glycolic acid if you want to. I go, well, how much glycolic acid? Well, you've got to have 10%. Well, what else should I put in there? Well, put in some vitamin A and then this and that. So then I would get going along in my formulations, and I had all the formulas that I have I developed by being mentored by the doctors that had come on the show, and one of them was one of the biggest plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills, and he gave me all of his formulas. He said, just don't call it anything like what I'm calling mine. So there I went.
Oh,
I mean, I really do. Now that I'm listening to my story,
oh,
I'm thinking it's good.
Yeah, that's how I met you, Barbara, when you were producing the show, and I was doing some work with
right.
Dr. Callis.
Dr. Wonderful Callis, yes. Yes, I still suggest his books to people for the immune system.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
So you really found the need first, and you fill the niche.
I think that's right. I found the need, and yes, and at one point, there was a gentleman came on, and he was president of one of the big teaching universities, and he had just, was one of the ones who had just done some research in Europe, and he came back, and this was in 1992. He said, did you know that glucosamine chondroitin will work better than any arthritis medicine that's on the market? I said, well, what's that? He said, oh, it's a natural supplement. I said, really? And I went home, and I'm looking it up. I can find nothing about it. He said, oh, yes, I'll send you my studies. So he sent me a manila envelope with the studies. Anyway, we ran that show, and I called him, and I said, doctor, every arthritis person that watched that show is going to want to order that product. Can you mail order it? He goes, oh, I don't have time for something like that. You do it. So there I went. I ended up with a little mail order business. Sending out. So now I'm down in my garage with envelopes and stamps, and I'm wrapping up supplements and mailing them out across the country. And that developed into my own mail order business, which took off, you know, gradually. And I learned many lessons over that. That was.
I bet you did. And then how did you, then you kept adding new products, right?
And I kept adding new products, yes. And then when I find somebody, they say, well, we have something here for vision, because a lot of people are worried about macular degeneration.
Right.
And then I would get an eye formula going. And I ended up, at this point in time, I have 200 products. However,
my goodness, Barbara.
I don't use them all. I tell people.
How wonderful, though.
So when somebody calls you, no matter what they have, you have a solution
for them,
pretty much.
I've got something, and this is the best news. I know what works, because once I find out something didn't work, that's it. It's gone. I don't ever want anybody to. My reputation is very important to me, and you know that, Robbie and June.
Right.
My staff doesn't like to let me on the phone because I give everything away. So when they hear me saying, "Well, I've got something for you," they're pulling the phone out of my hand because they know I'm going to say, "And I'll just send it over."
Yeah.
You don't have to pay me.
We know two other people like that.
That's because you gave away all of those pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back. I got to help everybody.
One of the things I was going to ask you is, I know that, how did you, your product is in a lot of stores, so how did that happen?
Well, the way that happened is I ran into another person, and this is going down the path of making your mistakes, and I'm going to tell you about my biggest mistake I ever made. But I knew another person, and they had some skincare items in retail, and they were men's products. And I said, well, how did you get in retail? I said, well, I got a broker, and they took me, you know, I had to pay all this money, but I got in. And he said, but I know the broker now, and I know him really well, and I think he'll help you, and you won't have to pay him all the money. So I went and had the meeting with the broker, and he looked at the skincare products, and he said, well, I'll take these all around for you. And I ended up paying a lot of money in the long run. And my lesson that I learned was, and this I want anybody out there who's listening who has products or a service, don't let anyone ever get between you and your customers. You know, that broker, I never knew what he was doing. It was always he needed more money. I could have gotten on a plane, flown to CVS Pharmacy or flown to Kroger and sat there myself and just presented my own product, because the appointments are not that really, they're not that difficult to get if you've got something that's of interest and you and if you have some way to advertise it.
Right.
So that was my big mistake, of and then having to get rid of the broker and, oh my gosh, you know, hurting somebody's feelings and then them getting mad and
No, you hurt their pocketbook.
Oh,
come on.
Pocketbook, yes. So that's my lesson. Don't ever. Oh,
no.
And here's another one. Don't ever partner with someone who doesn't match you in their work ethic or their credit worthiness. I've done both of those.
Oh,
you know, well, and I was the one with the credit. That was a big mistake.
Let me ask you this. I know one of the things, even though you're in lots of stores and you're doing lots of things, you have this passion where you'd like to help women have their own business. You'd rather, say, you know, connect with them and have them market your products where they would win and you still win. So tell me about what your idea is in that area.
Well, this is my idea, and I have just developed it since I met you, Robbie. And I will tell you, anybody that's listening, if you can get into a woman's group, because sisterhood and support are synonymous. And I really was thinking of myself as being pretty set in what I was doing with my business. And I, you know, was going along. I don't like to have a lot of employees. I like to be small. I like to be in control of things with my quality. But when I got out of the house and I got into the women's group with June and Robbie, they're like jet engine fans beneath your arms. Go higher. You can go higher. And I got the home-based business opportunity for women because I thought, you know, my stores are out there selling the product, but women who would like to work from home or would like to promote other women's health or already has a budding business and would like to expand their product line, they could be a distributor. So I'm of the creams because my phone number is on the jar of this product. So if you are the distributor, you don't have to have the education that I have. You can say, this worked for me. This worked for my friend. This is something I believe in. Try it. If you have any questions, just call that number that's on the jar, and they've come right back to me. So you're just the conduit. And I made a flyer, and I have there's three sales plans that you can become a retail. You can purchase from me wholesale and sell retail, and you can sell to your friends, your coworkers, your family, neighbors, church, women's groups, or you can sell on your own existing website, and I'll help you with all of the info that you need. Or you can just refer somebody to me and work, and I can keep track of that, and I have a way to do that. Or you could find health food stores or chiropractors or other healthcare providers and get the creams into their supply chain, and you identify those stores, and you receive a commission. And I had someone who did this for me about 10 years ago, and they still get their commission check, even though I haven't seen them in the past 6 years. They just did it for about 4 years because then they went off and got another line of work. But the good news is here's not the good news, a good story. A lady called me, and she was getting a divorce, and her husband was leaving her with no money, and she had two children, and she wanted to know if I could help her and let her have some of the creams. So I said, okay, how many would you like? She said, well, can I just take three? I said, of course you can just take three. You can take three creams and all the information and go out and see what you can do, and I'll help you in any way I can. She called back 3 days later and ordered 25 more creams. She went over to her church group, and everybody was PMSing and having menopausal symptoms and hot flashes and night sweats and low libido and hair falling out, dry skin. And now she's clicking along with her own business, and she's very happy, and I'm very happy. I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled for her and for anybody else that would want to do that.
What a beautiful story.
You know, one of the areas you might look into, you know, at Camp Pendleton, a lot of the guys are being sent to Iraq and you know, the other Afghanistan, and they have, like, a women's group on the base where all the women kind of come together where their husbands are gone. And I bet there would be a lot of women there that might want to do a business, you know?
Oh, yes. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, and you just have to call and find out who the women's group and ask them if you could come in and make a presentation. And you know, because they have time, and it would be wonderful to supplement their income and feel like they had something to do, and, you know, it would make the time go faster while their husbands are gone.
Oh, absolutely. And also the good news is if you help someone, it is very easy to help someone on natural progesterone. There's so many symptoms that are corrected by that. And when the woman buys the jar and she likes it, then she's your customer for the next, you know, 12 months, every month. So you have a steady stream, and you can actually make your little budget. And I mean, that's how I got started, you know, just going along one foot in front of the other. And having a good product, something that works, and don't water down your product. That's another, you know, don't.
And, Barbara, you said something about having a product around the brain function. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Oh, yes. Well, what I found out that I'm really a specialist in helping people lose weight, and I'm very good at it.
Wonderful.
I'm an encourager. And I've studied it, and I've had a lot of mentors, and I have been on a lot of diets. When I was 22 years old, I was not as thin as I am now, and I had somebody call me chunky, and it was a boyfriend. And I spent the next 8 years dieting, and it was awful. I've been through every diet, the Atkins, the Stillman, the grapefruit, the soup, the, you know, the starving, Slim Fast, everything for 8 solid years, and I was miserable. And I finally got it in my head that it was just how many calories you ate was what caused your weight.
I want to be one of your customers in that one.
Well, what I found out is it's not maybe it is the calories, but you're miserable. People are miserable. And I had a breakthrough. I was helping someone lose weight, and they were doing really well, but they were cranky, 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 cranky. And then the son came along and said, well, my mother's really losing a lot of weight. I'm going to do the same diet. So I got them on the same, we called it a eating plan. We got them on the same eating plan, and the mother was cranky as could be, and the son was happy-go-lucky and always in a good mood. And I'm thinking, how can this be? They're the same genetic code. How could they be so different? Well, one day, I'm over at the house, and I'm helping them with a new recipe that I had come up with, and so I brought it over, and we all sat down and ate, and then the mother was in the kitchen, and she's clanking around and moaning and groaning because, you know, we had boiled chicken or something. I don't know. It was very uninteresting. And then I hear this rustling noise, and I whip my head around, and there's the son eating a Snickers bar. And I said, well, what are you doing? He goes, I always have a Snickers bar an hour after the meal. I said, well, what do you mean you're having a Snickers bar? He goes, I'm still losing the weight. Well, anyway, the long story short, there is a connection between the hormones, the weight, and the brain. So if your hormones are balanced and you're eating right, I mean, you're eating healthy, if you have the foods that will raise your serotonin levels so you don't turn into the cranky dieter, you are the happy-go-lucky dieter, zippity-doo-dah, going along, smiling, and as your weight goes down, you're thrilled. So it's all about the serotonin levels, and I have a product that helps raise serotonin levels, and I also have a product that helps raise, stops impulse eating. And they're easily available in health food stores. One is called GABA, the one that controls impulse eating. That is called GABA, G-A-B-A. And the one that raises serotonin is called 5-HTP.
What is it?
Number 5, and then capital H, capital T, capital P. And I've done quite a bit of seminars on this, and it's probably one of the new breakthroughs in dieting is to keep, if you keep your serotonin levels high and your GABA high, you're going to be able to lose the weight. Another trick is green tea. If you know,
yeah, I do drink green tea.
The other thing is, though, Robbie, as you said one time, we were at that wonderful banquet, and you said, life is really short to not be able to eat the dessert. That's the truth. You know, if you can eat the dessert as per the Snickers bar, that's what he was eating as his dessert, but you need to control that impulse where the Snickers bar bag is there and you eat 3 of them. You know, so if you've got the brain chemistry going along fine. You're satisfied. You get the feeling that the satiety, which means that you're full. You don't feel restless and anxious and craving comfort foods, and you can just stop.
See, my problem is, you know, a lot of times people have this feeling that everybody's fat or overweight because they eat too much. My problem is I don't do 3 meals a day. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I haven't even eaten.
Oh, you're
and
a bad
with
dog.
My lifestyle and my schedule, I just can't live on a regimen. I know all the right things to eat, but
well,
I just...
Here's the tip that'll work for you, and this, I guarantee you, you'll be happy, girl. Within 45 minutes of waking up in the morning, you put some protein in your system. Now, I'm busy, too, and I truly don't like breakfast foods. I don't care for... And I wish people would stop eating oatmeal. Don't eat oatmeal. It goes right into... It's a pure carbohydrate. It has a little fiber. It turns directly to body fat and doesn't provide energy. And the same with toast or a bagel. You get up and you've got something that you can eat every day, and I have the same thing every day. I go to the deli. I get the sliced turkey. I actually get it at Costco.
What do you eat now?
Sliced turkey. And then
okay.
I have a little package of Swiss cheese, the Lazy Swiss. I roll it up like a little burrito. It's turkey and cheese. I make three of them, and I eat them right on the go, and that's my protein. It starts your furnace going. If you don't start your furnace going, then your body says, "Oh, we're not getting anything to eat. We need to hang on to every calorie."
Right. I know that's what my problem is.
Just within 45 minutes of getting up, I used to do cottage cheese, but I got so darn tired of cottage cheese, I couldn't take it anymore. But that's a good one too, because that raises your tyrosine levels, which gives you a lot of energy. I have all this in writing. If anybody's interested, it's my Hormones, Weight, and Brain flyer. And it's just tips. It's no sales. I'm not here to sell anybody anything, really. I'm just here to help you.
It's called Hormone and what?
Hormones, Weight, and Brain.
Okay. Is it downloadable from your website?
Oh, no, but I can put it up. I'll put it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Staff.
Yeah, you know, you should also put it up on Diva Toolbox.
Oh,
because she has a place that articles could be there. There'd be so many women that want that.
Absolutely.
I never think of half the things. Robbie, your brain is really a good brain. For not giving it protein in the morning, that's firing on all cylinders.
Well, the other thing is we also met another gal that has a fabulous website that could be another opportunity. We just came back from the WIN conference in Los Angeles, and the gal that runs that is incredible. So I think it's WIN Network. I'll send you the link because there's some opportunities greatly there. She has some fabulous women. We were her guest in L.A. at the Westin Hotel. And there must have been 400 or 500 people there, and she had incredible speakers. And that's another market where all women, so it's a great market for you.
Well,
and she does the Girls' Night Out events. So I'm looking to talk to her about doing a Girls' Night Out, some Girls' Night Out events in Southern California. And that's a great, those would be great, you know,
for
potential for you.
For anybody listening says, I can't do that, I want to tell you, you can do it because I will be holding your hand.
Okay.
And this is how I got started, is people were just holding my hands. I remember my story. I just leapt in and said, oh, I can produce a TV show. What was I thinking? Well, you know,
you don't even remember
younger.
Signing up, do you, Barbara? My words are, I don't remember signing up for this.
I know. So it's just, you know, and also here's another thing about the doctors. You're not interfering with a woman's relationship with their doctor. You're just saying, look, if you can't get to a doctor and you're miserable, here's something that can help you. There's an ancient Chinese proverb, and I read it. I burst out laughing. It said, doctor rather treat 50 men than one woman. Maybe I shouldn't have said that in an accent, but I was trying to be funny. But anyway, 50 men versus one woman, they don't really want to be bothered with us and our hormones. And as we go through life and accumulate all of this wonderful wisdom, we're supposed to be a magnet to other people. We're not supposed to be the crankly little person in the corner that no one wants to go near. And progesterone is called the feel-good hormone. And who does not want to feel good? So the minute you put in the hormone, you're on the way to feeling good, and you can't overdose on it. If you took the whole jar, and I had one lady, she took the whole jar to a masseuse because she was so miserable. So she went off to the masseuse with the jar of cream. And she called me back the next day, and she was laughing. She says, well, I really felt relaxed and everything, and it really worked out well. But, like, when I got home, I have to tell you, honey, I got to be careful with that cream. I looked out the window, and the gardener looked really good to me. I said, well, it does help with the, you know, the feel-good part of all part aspects of life. She said, yeah, I got to be careful. So anyway, that's just one of the, another lady calls, I have two. One's called ProHealth and one's called the Menopause Cream. And I have one lady calls it the Mean Pause Cream. She said, because when I'm on it, I stop being mean. So another thing, it helps raise metabolism, progesterone does. And when we get into menopause, our metabolism decreases 10 to 20%. So that's about 200 calories per day that we could be eating if we were, you know, chugging along in all the cylinders, so to speak.
So where do you see, what are some of the things you're looking at for the future?
Well, for the future, I'm actually, what I want to do is I really wanted to take that opportunity that you and June were telling me about and going with Dave, with the David who did the voice. I forget what his last name was.
Yeah, Corey. Oh, he's fabulous.
I have all this information, and my heart is to be a teacher, but I don't have the presence. You know, I get stage fright. If, you know, if you tell me to stand up at the NAFE meetings, my little legs start trembling. Like right now, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm comfortable. I have a cup of tea, but going out in public, I get very shaky. So I'd like to be able to overcome that so I could do some speaking. Even if someone wanted me to come to their church or just their little women's group, and I could just for 15 minutes tell them how they could work from home, do something for themselves, just grab a jar of cream and feel better, get rid of some of these terrible symptoms that women are experiencing. And
well, you need to take June's class. Do you know that June has trained some of the top seminar leaders, coaches, and speakers in the country?
No,
that's what she does.
Has, but I don't know how to. I mean, I'm afraid to do it, June.
Oh, come on! You have such a tremendous personality, and I will not hear you say that. What you haven't done is given yourself permission to play at the front of the room, and it's so easy.
Yes. Well, I'm scared to play at the front of the room.
No, I'll help you learn how.
Okay.
She's done it for so many people. In fact, I was certified by her 8 years ago, and even though I had been speaking, it changed my life. So, you know, because you really have a lot to say, and there's, you know, I could book you into probably 1,000 women's groups overnight.
Well, you know, I agree that I have a lot to say. I do, because of so many years of studying, I have binders and books. I mean, any topic you'd want to pick, we could go on. Even the hormone talk is in the weight and thyroid. But basically, it's overall, my message is women think this is how we're supposed to feel because we're older. Now, you
right.
and June and I know that's not true.
Right.
We feel like we're 20. I mean, I know we all do.
We know we are.
Right. But other women think, oh, this is just getting old. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, you know, the stress. Well, we can counteract all of those things. We can get new energy. We can counteract stress. We don't have to lose our hair and our energy and our libidos, those who are married. And we don't have to gain weight and get the muffin top and not be sleeping at night. And if I could get a little posse, you know, if I could speak and then from there another group could speak, like almost like a downline is what I want to say. Because
yeah.
I feel I'm sitting here and I've got so much to say, but I have one child, you know, he's not going to carry on. And I don't have, and I work a lot alone because I'm in my office doing phone consults. But if I had little, almost like disciples out there that could take all my flyers, I'm the flyer queen. I probably have 150 flyers on any topic you'd want to see. And they're nice ones. My staff has helped me work with them. I have flyers for the men, and, you know, the men get cranky, and they have andropause. And if I could just send people out in the community with this information, and I'm big on sources. Nothing is off the top of my head. I have researched everything. And I give credit with the people who have, you know, given me the data. And I have this is one of my ways I really got going. I wrote the top 10 reasons you should get off synthetic hormones. And I papered those all over California when I was first starting out. And that helped so many people. Things like that, that if women just had a little thing that go up down their neighborhood and help people, because women are suffering, and the stress levels, ladies, are off the charts. And stress raises cortisol. Cortisol fights with progesterone, causes estrogen to raise. Estrogen raise causes testosterone to fall. Testosterone falling causes low libido in the married women, and it causes muscle tone loss and muscle mass loss. So now we're flabby, we're tired, we have a muffin top, and we're depressed. And so now we go to the doctor, and he goes, oh, I've got some Xanax. You're going to feel, you know, Prozac or Ativan or Zoloft. And, you know, all we just need is to be helping each other. And that would
well,
be my dream.
That's exactly what we'll help you do, because there's a platform for you. And then from that, it's just like, and I love the business model for Mary Kay. Her values and she, her whole business was based on just what you're talking about. It's family, it's community. She took the products and put it into this system that you're talking about. So together we can create a system, and the system is back with their values, their principles, but staying in their community.
Yes, I almost like a little. We could have a little hormone party. Imagine,
of course we can.
Let's have a hormone party. You know, bring your BYOB.
Honey, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
and be sure to bring your best hormones. We don't want some that's been laying around a while. Stir them up and bring them on over, and we'll put them in a witch's brew.
Yes, because people really.
That's our night out.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. I know there is a doctor. He's in. Oregon, and he's very wonderful. Elson Haas is his name, and he does detox seminars.
Mm-hmm.
He says everybody come and we support ourselves through 6 weeks of detoxing from sugar and salt and you know, alcohol. I get, you know, there's five things. What do you call them? Sugar, alcohol, tobacco, if anybody's on tobacco, which they rarely are, and other
drugs.
And we all, everybody goes for 6 weeks, and at the end, they said at the end of 6 weeks, everybody has all brand new friends. They're all feeling great, and you know, he has this little spiel that he says. But I'm thinking to myself, why isn't he throwing hormones into that mix? But I don't have the nerve.
Because that's your.
You don't
position.
Have the nerve to call him. You should.
No, it's her position to be selling the hormones.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
I
because it's
okay,
so differently.
I see what you're saying.
All right.
Yes.
And we want them to scream and yell and do whatever they can until they get on your product. So
right.
Come
that's
on
right.
over. Let's have a hormone party.
Well, someone told me that one time, and that's another good business lesson, is to say, stop giving away your strength. It's like Samson in the Bible.
Yeah,
they
you
cut
can't.
His hair. Because I
yeah.
was always giving people
no.
my ideas.
No.
And then one day
no.
I just said, okay, that's enough of that. Cause,
that's
you know,
right.
So
it's not for him to do, Barbara. That's a talent you were born in life to do.
Oh.
You are a high creator in the scale on the talent. All you need is a systems person and a marketing guru. And Robbie is the Oprah Winfrey. She's a star. She promotes you.
I know that little Robbie, but I, you know, she's so precious, and she has so many, you know, there's a spirit of unworthiness that goes along with part of it, you know, that I really feel
Well, we won't even hear. We will not hear those words because they're not true. Somebody told them to you, so it's your programmer speaking through your head, and it's not you. You wouldn't do that to yourself.
Well, thank you.
It's coming from your subconscious, and that's the sabotage. Somebody else told you that years and years ago.
That was interesting even today when David was doing some of the things, a couple of the girls that got up, some of the issues that they had. Actually, one girl, she didn't, her name was, I forget, what was it, the Lee?
Frankie Lee, and she had all brothers.
And they always, the way they talked to her and stuff, every time she heard the name Frankie, in fact, when she went to the stage, David called her Frankie, and she just, you could see her freeze up. She said, my name is Frankie Lee, and it's because of all the negative stuff that happened growing up with her brothers that, and by the time he was done with her, you wouldn't have believed the transformation. It was unbelievable. And then there was another young girl who is she does blogging about music. And she was so shy, and she actually started to cry when he made her, you know, try to do some stuff. But by the time he went through and did some of the stuff with her, she was like a different person. It was amazing to watch the transformation.
And she was shy? How did she get up there in the first place? Did he pull
her
up?
That's he didn't give her a choice.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to be sitting there, and they're going to be, you, up to the front. Like at the, when the
they were not given a choice.
When the magician
June does this one thing called ATAP, which, June, explain what ATAP is.
Well, it's accessing your truth to accelerate your process. See, you're living what somebody else told you you were and the limitations they put on you. So therefore, when we go through a process to find out what your truth is, and when we do brain pattern interrupts with you, then you no longer allow those people to play in the theater of your mind.
Does it take a long time, years of...
No.
I've seen her do it.
Almost like your hormone cream.
I've seen her do it in 10 minutes with some people. It just depends on the person.
Well, I'm
you're ready. You're ready because
ready.
You're not. Yeah, because somebody, you're living what somebody told you, and it's not who you are.
Yes, that's true, and that's what. But I do. So when I'm doing my research and my, you know, and I'm writing my flyers, and my pamphlets, and my books, I feel so
safe,
comfortable, safe.
Yeah.
That's it. You feel safe.
Yes.
But I can't wait to hear you at the front of the room, and you're just going to be awesome.
You'd be fabulous, Barbara.
Because it'll be Barbara. You have to give yourself permission to come and play, not what you've been told.
And, you know, you're already doing great success with your radio show. Did you ever think you'd be doing a radio show online?
No. I have to thank you very much for pushing me into that.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we're very bad about pushing people, but they always thank us at the end.
Well, you know, the story of really how that worked out, and you got us all, you know, we went on Diva, and then Diva morphed over to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, she moved to Blog Talk Radio, right.
That was
right.
Such a wonderful opportunity, you know, to have that happen. It was really...
Well, we're going to connect you to another group that's even great, and she has a Win Online show, which is 15 minutes, which gives you into a whole new another market. So we'll introduce you to Paula, because you will love her. She's the CEO of the company. She's a global company, and you'll meet the most incredible women through that as well.
Okay.
We just met her. What happened is 20 women told her she needed to meet me. So she was calling me from airports all over, you know, she was in Utah, and then she was in Chicago, and she kept calling me, and we finally connected. So she invited June and I as her special guests this weekend. And it ended up that she's just like us. She's fabulous. She has one of the biggest hearts of people that I've met in a long time. She's just absolutely loves everybody, and she's for everybody. You don't meet those kind of women that... And she's had an incredible success herself. And her goal is to take all the women... You know, iVillage was a sort of like... It's patterned like iVillage when it started. And iVillage recently sold for $600 million to a major television network. So her idea is to take this WIN network globally all over the country and eventually have somebody buy it out. So all the women who ride with her along the way, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up or be part of it, but it's another way for you to build your brand and get your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that most of the women she attracts are like you, all heart women. Wouldn't you say that, June?
Absolutely. It was awesome. I just loved it.
June didn't even know why she was showing
up.
No,
I never know.
She just said, okay, you said I got to go. I'm
in the present moment, and I never know where I'm going when I get in the car with Robbie. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's always a journey and a wonderful experience.
See, but you don't get nervous about what's at the other end of the...
You don't have time to get nervous, and you won't either when you just go on the journey and live in the present moment.
Yeah, don't worry about it being totally organized. See, your organization skills are kicking in. You want everything perfect. There is no perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting, I remember when June and I went to New York, and we went to New York in December for a NAFI event. And we got there. She said, "You didn't tell me we were flying to New York only for a breakfast."
Oh,
but we ended up
that,
doing so many other things. We made some fabulous connections while we were there. So sometimes you don't need to ask all the questions if it's the right place for you to be. You know, showing up is like a treasure map. Every time you go, you'll meet the right treasures. Like one of the things June and I are really interested in is expanding our speaking into the international marketplace. And while we were at this event this week, we just put it out as an ask, and we already know several things we need to do which will open the doors for us.
Yes, yes.
And your product needs to go international. Women in Asia have hormones too.
Mm-hmm. I do ship right now. I have some international clients in England. And, but
do they need any speakers? We're available
again,
to go.
Well, again, it's my little niche. I can find out. I actually don't have – what I have is people that are in small towns because in Europe, bioidentical natural hormones have been around for years and years and years. Remember when the person wrote the book, Why French Women Don't Get Fat?
Right.
And they all said, well, they have little tiny portions, and they drink wine. And well, they're on bioidentical hormones. They're not on synthetic birth control pills and the other synthetics, which I see women gain 40 to 50 pounds on synthetic hormones. And so, you know, the market over there for my over-the-counter, they don't they're using that as standard of care. Here, standard of care is the... We won't mention them because I don't want to.
You know,
it's awful.
I have a friend who she's actually in Massachusetts, but she has a friend that's in Australia, and together they have a radio show. So I'm going to see if they will bring you on as a guest on their radio show out of Australia because there's a whole new market in there for you.
But what do you think, though? Do you think I'm actually good on the radio? Because I feel I have a.
You are absolutely wonderful on the radio because you're Barbara. Why would you think you wouldn't be?
I don't know.
With that knowledge, no one else could speak what you have been speaking about.
And
I'm going to trust you, but I've always wanted to have the more voice with more gravitas and more. I have enthusiasm.
You know what? When you be who you are and be yourself, people will feel you in their heart. Tell her what we recently interviewed Patricia. What's her last name?
Aberdeen.
She wrote Megatrends 2010, and she said we're in the new – and she wrote Megatrends for Women, Megatrends. She used to be married to John Nesbitt, and they did a lot of books, and they were number one bestsellers on every New York Times and everything. And she just came out with this book, and we interviewed her. She's out of Colorado. And one of the things she said is we are now in community. We are now in we're about helping each other. We're about having fun. We're about heart. And what are some of the other things she said, June?
Well, she calls it conscious capitalism. If you operate your business this way, the money will flow in. When it hits the critical mass stage, you'll be a multi-millionaire, and you won't be able to turn off the spigot.
Oh.
You are a total heart person, so you're right in the...
You're perfect.
You're perfect.
I am. I really... that is my heart. My heart is to everyone have their joy, lead their best life, and I have a product that can help them. I'm so tired of people being miserable. I had one man, a lady, call me, and her husband... She said, "Barbara, my husband left me twice because I'm so anxious, and I can't sleep, and I'm crabby, and I'm fat, and, she had all the... my skin itches, my joints ache, on and on and on." And she said both times he came back because he said, "I can't leave somebody who's so miserable. It wouldn't be right." Now, he came back, but I know there's marriages and, relationships that are suffering because women are hormonally imbalanced. And if I could just stand somewhere on a corner with a little, those arrows where they're saying open house.
We could do that for you.
And you know what, Barbara? Write some articles that you write from your heart about what you've been saying to us tonight, and we'll show you places on the internet you can place those articles.
Okay.
Because really, about what you're about is you need more exposure everywhere in the world because you've got it all. All we need to do is let more people know about you.
Okay, I get nervous. Okay,
but
if it helps you get nervous, we don't care.
No,
really, do you do? I want to leave you, though, with one saying of Thoreau's. Barbara, if you can't be you, who will be?
Yes, that's biblical, actually. I do appreciate that, yes.
And we just want you to bring Barbara out, not what you've been told you are.
Well, we have 5 minutes remaining. Can you believe this hour's almost gone by? And
no.
I would like you to give your, because, you know, we're going to post this on my blog, and we're going to post it on the websites, and June's going to post it on her major website, and we're going to blog it out there and, you know, get it to people and Facebook it out. So I'd like you to tell them your website again and your phone number.
Okay. My website is www.askdrbarbara. It's askdrbarbara .com, www.askdrbarbara.com. And my phone number, if anyone would like to call me and talk hormones, I'm totally at your disposal, is 877-539-6200. And what information I have is yours. I'll send you a package. I do packets all the time for people. I talk to you for a while, and then I get what I think you need, and then I send you the information so that you can digest it without the phone having to, you know, think.
And also, if they're interested in having their own business, to call you as well.
Yeah. If you're interested in having your own business, here's where you can go. It's www.bhnformulas.com. And you can look at the products there. That's where everything is. And then you can just call me, and I'll give you the little back door way to go in.
Is it BH?
BHN Formula.
BHN, V as in victory.
V as in boy. It stands for Better Health Naturally.
Better Health Naturally.
BHNformulas.com.
Yes.
And the formulas are sitting there, and I actually made a little video that I don't like of myself, of course, but you can beat me.
Barbara,
yes.
send me that link so I can Google and Twitter that out for people.
Oh, okay. I will, definitely. I'll send
you
that.
It's been a pleasure having you on board, and we are so happy. And you are such a fabulous individual, and we were honored that you took the time to be our guest tonight.
Oh,
and
thank you so much. I'm really honored. I'm very humbled to be able to be with you two wonderful ladies. Very humbled.
And normally,
well,
you know,
thank you. We're the ones that are humble.
And, you know, thank you for allowing us to change the date, because normally my show, Diva Strategies for Success, is on the first Sunday of the month, but that was Easter, so we moved it up. And my show next month, the first Sunday of the month, will be Cindy Ashton will be my guest, and she's fabulous. She's a singer, but she's also going to talk about how you can have your own red carpet in business. Also, we want to remind everybody that if they would like to go out, I hope you're still thinking about going on the cruise with us, Barbara.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going on a cruise to Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, and Cabo San Lucas on October 31st, leaving from Long Beach for 7 days, and the total price, including tax, is $410. And we have some fabulous women, and also women with their husbands, and boyfriends and significant others who have already signed up. We're going to have such a blast. In fact, June's going to bring, she's going to do the destiny of the cards for all of us. And who knows what others will do. You can bring your cream and show us all how to be healthy.
Okay. We'll get massages.
And then we'll dance on the tables.
Yeah, June's been known to do that. So, but anyway, it's, you know, one of the things we love, June and I, is being able to really reach out and touch lives and help people step out of the box and, you know, take those steps. Like, you know, recently we announced about all these people to sign up for the LA Business Journal Women Who Make a Difference, which is another way to build brand, to get involved with the Diva Toolbox, which is www.divatoolbox.com, and to just, you know, let us know what they want and see if we know the right people to connect them to. So, Barbara, what would your last, if you were leaving a tip for somebody, what would you tell them?
I would tell anyone, if you or anybody you know is suffering with any hormonal problems, and it just means feeling bad, it's just about, you know, covers it, there is hope for your hormones. I can help you. Give me a chance to help you become healthier and feel better and get back to the place that you were when you were in your 20s as far as feeling good.
Okay, give your phone number one more time.
877-539-6200.
And June, what tip would you leave women with?
I really loved what you opened up with, and I really agree on this also, is work ethics. Ethics and value and consciousness in your business. And how about you, Robbie?
Well, my tip, as you all know, it's all about showing up, and the power is in the asking. So whatever it is you need and want, be sure to ask, because somebody out there has the right answer and the right person to connect you with. So anyway, until our next show in May with Cindy Ashton, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to meeting all of you. And thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah. Maybe
we're going to have Karen call.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should take that product you just got and those products, and Karen should market those.
I guess. And you know, Jean?